Investors think the party is over for U.S. automakers. Stock prices are down for Ford, GM, Stellantis, and Tesla after quarterly updates from all four companies. NPR's Camila Domonoske, who covers the auto industry, was listening to those earning calls, and she's with us now to tell us more about it. Good morning, Camila.
Good morning.
What's the big takeaway from these U.S. automakers?
It was a mixed bag. GM actually had a really strong quarter. Tesla and Stellantis had very, very rough ones. But across the board, the entire auto industry is at a moment where it's recovering, adjusting, I should say, from the shock of the pandemic. When after the pandemic disrupted supply chains, there were a lot fewer cars being produced. And this was actually really good for the profits of automakers and auto dealers. There were fewer cars. They only made the priciest ones, and people were paying oodles of money for them. Profits were high. And one thing that's happening now is cars are back on lots, buyers have more leverage, prices are going down. Looking forward, companies are also making the shift to electric vehicles, which is very expensive, full of uncertainty, and right now sales are disappointing companies.
So it sounds like that transition to EVs that we've all heard so much about has been bumpier than expected?
Yeah, bumps for sure. Stellantis' CEO Carlos Tavares used that exact word. He also used the word Darwinian. He said it's not a surprise, actually, that this time period would be so challenging for companies. Right now, Ford and GM, they are delaying key parts of their EV plan, and all these companies make a lot more money on their gas cars. But it was interesting on their calls, CEOs of both Ford and GM made the point that they think EVs are really compelling vehicles. Mary Barra at GM was emphasizing the instant torque, how fun they are to drive. Jim Farley at Ford was talking about how many Americans, more than half, Ford thinks, would save money if they bought an EV today. And what's interesting about those arguments is that they rely on EVs winning over consumers on their own, not relying on government policies, which is a big deal in this election year.
Okay, and what about Tesla?
Yeah, Tesla has said for months now that it's between growth spurts, but despite warning investors, they were still very disappointed with these results. Tesla's got a lot more competition on the EV space now. They haven't revealed their cheaper vehicle yet, and Musk has been courting lots of controversy. Elon Musk says the big picture here hasn't changed.
We still obviously firmly believe that EVs are best for customers and that the world is headed for fully electrified transport.
It was kind of a subdued call from Tesla there. The big question, even if they think that the world is headed for fully electrified transport, for both Tesla and for all the other companies that are investing in EVs, when is that going to happen? How are we all going to get there as a planet, and which companies are going to pull it off the best?
Okay, so a rocky moment for the companies. The markets don't like it. But what does this mean for car shoppers?
For shoppers, it is getting better. You know, that pandemic crunch that was great for corporate profits was really rough if you were trying to buy a car. New car prices are now down from last year. Incentives, discounts are back. You're not paying more than sticker price. You can pay less. Buyers do have simply a lot more leverage than they did a couple of years ago. And, you know, that's a silver lining for this moment that's very challenging for automakers, does have a benefit for buyers.
That is NPR's Camila Domonoske. Camila, thank you.
Thank you.